Honorable Coburn.
Mr. Coburn.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Our energy prices are driving industries and jobs and investments out of the EU altogether, often to jurisdictions with lower environmental standards, while we undermine European economies. The energy policy based on the 2008 Climate Change Act will fail in its own terms. We are damaging our economies, and with growing carbon leakage problem, we are increasing global emissions all the time. The European Commission has set unhelpful targets for emission reductions, which have meant gross overinvestment in intermittent and expensive renewables. Europe's economy is slowing down, while countries like India and China are having a robust economic growth, building 2 coal-fired power stations per week. Renewables are uneconomic, expensive and intermittent. While solar energy will eventually become competitive in the near future, wind farms are hugely damaging our economies. Why? The emission savings claimed for wind turbines are overstated. They ignore the necessary gas-fired backup when the wind does not blow. The EU has forced the closure of low-cost coal-fired power stations. The European Commission has created an obstinate cycle of failing policies, with the emission trading scheme in 2005, the backloading mechanism and the recent market stability reserve. Since 2007, the European aluminium smelting industry has closed 11 smelters out of 24. The steel industry's production fell by 20%. 20%! 70 petroleum refineries in Europe have been shut down in the last 7 years, with the loss of thousands of jobs. We are destroying our economies. I do not want to see Grangemouth oil refinery in my prospective Falkirk constituency close, with the loss of jobs that that would entail for Scotland. We do not want to return to the dark ages. Thank you very much.